Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, this gets complicated here, and I think I'm explaining it correctly, right?
I think so. I mean, what you told us yesterday was that her ex-husband raised his stepdaughter as if he was dad.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've been divorced, and he's remarried to a new woman, and new stepmom doesn't want him to have a relationship with what is essentially his daughter, but not a biological daughter.
Kim is on the voice disguiser here. Kim, do we have that right?
Yes. Actually, we weren't actually married.
Okay.
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 All right, why don't you give us the history?
Yeah, give us the story.
Okay. We met, like, when my daughter was, like, maybe 2 or 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much, like, fell in love with her. He spent a lot of time with her. And we would go out all the time. And around the time when she turned 2 years old, she started calling him dad. I mean, nobody told her, you know, say, this is your dad or nothing like that. She just started calling him dad because that's what she felt like. And we were just all okay with it. We just, you know, went with it. And, I mean, he was in love with this little girl. He got her name tattooed on his arm and everything.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So then we ended up moving in together, and we lived together for about a year. And then it wasn't working out between us because we were both young when we first moved in, so it wasn't working. So we decided to separate, and he starts dating this other woman. I was fine with it, and I still, you know, let him come see her or whatever. So, her dad left before she was even born, so she doesn't even know her dad. She thinks this is her dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she would go spend the weekends with him, so we would alternate weekends or whatever. But at this time, his new girlfriend, she didn't know that this wasn't his biological kid.
Okay.
So, you know, she was all fine. You know how the girlfriend does. She tries to, you know, make the child happy, to make the dad happy, you know, mm-hmm. try to get in that kind of way. So she would take my daughter to the nail salon and all this, you know, good, great stuff. I mean, they spent Thanksgiving with them. She spent Thanksgiving with them and all this, you know, great stuff. And then she found out from one of his relatives that, you know, this wasn't his actual daughter. And I guess she got upset by that and, you know, made a big stink about it. And my thing with him was he should have put his foot down and said, well, she's been here in my life way before you, you know, so it should stay this way.
Like, this is a package deal here. This is just mm-hmm. not me. This is my daughter also.
Right. And, you know, he didn't because, you know, he wanted to make her happy, I'm guessing. Because I'm guessing she's thinking, you know, I want to get back with him or something like that. But it's not even like that, though. You know, I'm way past that. I mean, I'm in a new relationship now and everything. And, I mean, I've told them both that, you know. And they decided they were going to get married because they were having a kid together.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, I'm going to counseling and stuff, and they want me to go ahead and tell her that I'm not really her father. I'm like, at this time, my daughter was 6, and I'm like, my 6-year-old does not need to know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, just yet. So I kind of, like, changed my number and lost contact with him because I did not want him to, you know, because he's basically like, oh, I'm just going to tell her, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm like, that's not happening.
Okay, so let's pause there for a second because that's a pretty big piece to the puzzle here. So because he was going to tell your daughter that he wasn't the biological father, you cut him off. So how long was he out of her life for, where there was no communication?
I don't even think it was a whole month, because maybe a couple of weeks later he called. He tried to like contact me between by one of my family members or whatever, and he was like, you know, I'm really sorry. I was just going through something, and I didn't realize what I was saying, and blah, blah, blah. So he apologized. He's like, well, just give me another chance. I really want to be in her life, and blah, blah. I was like, okay, fine. Because, of course, I mean, she loves her dad. I don't want to, you know, pretty much, like, you know, eliminate him. If he wants to be there, that's fine. I mean, I want him to be in her life. So, I gave him this other chance, and then he'll come visit, you know, when he gets off work or whatever, for maybe 20 minutes. And then he's like, yeah, I got to go. I was like, okay, what was that all about? And then come to find out that he was doing this behind his wife's back, because she wasn't okay with the whole thing.
Are you in a relationship with anyone else?
Yes, I am.
And is
I told him.
How long have you been dating someone else?
Probably like maybe 6 months after we broke up. Me and him broke up, so it's been a while. Like I've been and. He's even met the guy that I've been in a relationship with. I even suggested that, you know, if we all sit down and talk about it, maybe that make, you know, give his wife some ease or whatever. But he's like, no, I don't want y'all to talk, and, you know, kind of, you know, avoiding that issue. I'm like, I'm trying to do what's best for my daughter. So
there's a whole bunch of
compromise, you know.
There's so many details here. So let's just try to focus on one thing here. So has he told you that his new wife does not want him to communicate with your daughter?
Yeah, basically, he said that she said, I don't want you taking care of your ex-girlfriend's child.
Okay. So the question here is, how do you get him involved?
So she thinks that you're taking advantage of him financially, like you're wanting him to take care of her, and and that's what it's about, is financial. So it sounds like you're asking for a handout from him, and she's offended because they're not blood relatives.
Probably, but I mean, it's not about the money. I just need his time. That's all.
No, I understand.
I mean, I haven't asked him for, you know, anything like that. I just want him to be in her life.
Is there any way, because she's feeling insecure right now, is there any way that you could sit her down somehow and make her feel better about the whole situation so she can green light this relationship between him and your daughter?
Well, I mean, I haven't really talked to her personally like that. But like I said, I've tried to relate through him that maybe we all need to sit down and have a meeting about it. I mean, I would, you know, gladly agree to talking to her, you know, trying to put her at ease or whatever, because, of course, I want this relationship to work. So, I mean, any kind of way to compromise, like if, you know, she doesn't want him to come to my house, it's fine if I have to come meet you guys halfway somewhere, or, you know, whatever will make her feel more comfortable, because I want him to be a part of my daughter's life.
All right, 404-741-Q100, initial thoughts?
I think for this to be a long-term situation, he has to make that commitment to your daughter. You know what I'm saying? Kind of.
But how can he?
Like, he's got to negotiate it with his wife. If he wants to be in your daughter's life, if he sees her as his daughter, this is a lifetime. You know, how old is your daughter now? Mm-hmm. Seven?
Six? She's seven, yes.
Seven? So, I mean, we're talking the rest of her life, he's got to make a commitment to be either in her life or out of it, like now. You know what I mean? So, and that's going to be, that's not up to you. That's up to him.
But isn't the reality of it, if his new wife isn't totally comfortable with the situation, then he's never going to be at ease being on the phone with his daughter or being on the phone with Kim here. So doesn't
she, what I mean.
I mean, really, we got to get the new wife comfortable with this whole situation before he really emotionally gets involved.
But not only that. Not only that, there are so many variables that make this a dangerous situation, and I appreciate what the guy's doing, and I don't want to make it sound like that I don't want the girl to have the father figure in her life and all that stuff, but there are so many things that can't be predicted that I think this is just one problem getting ready to stack on top of the other. Number one, what happens when Kim and the guy she's with now decide to get married, but this girl's calling another guy dad, even though that guy is not that girl's dad? Number two, what happens when this guy who's taking care of the girl right now has kids of his own with the other woman who's already giving him grief, and then says, you know what, I got to focus on my own kids. Like, is your daughter going to... Is your daughter going to be their sister if their mom's not going to like it?
That's why I'm saying, like, we got to get moms on board here, because all of that stuff is so, you're right, it's such a complicated situation, but working through all that is a way better plan than not having him in her life
at all. But only 10% of it involves mom. It's such a tiny little sliver. He could have kids of his own with her, and him on his own say, you know what, I have to prioritize, and right now I can't, like, I understand what you're saying, and I don't want to take away the father figure thing, but there are so many variables that you're going to have to deal with. I don't know if it's worth it.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to say it's so funny because I'm in the exact same situation she's in.
With your daughter?
With my dad.
Okay.
I'm 17, and my parents split up when I was right before my 15th birthday. And 2 weeks after they got divorced, my dad started dating this girl, Amy. And I haven't talked to my dad since. And they're married and everything now. And he just totally shut me and my brother out.
I mean, your stepdad or your biological dad?
My biological dad.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a totally different level, too, there. Yeah, I mean... And, I mean, those scars don't go away when your dad makes a decision like that. I mean, wow. That's tough to live with right there. So, Brittany, if you were going to give Kim advice on what to do and what to say to this guy that is the father of her child, what would you say as a girl that's going through this whole thing?
Well, her daughter's only 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just needs to get in that girl's life because, I mean, I'm 17. I'm a senior in high school. I'm about to graduate, and he's not coming to my graduation. He's already told me he doesn't want to come to my wedding, you know, all the big stuff he just doesn't want to come to.
I'm sorry, hon.
And, I mean, she just needs to seriously talk to the dad and just be like, oh, you may not realize it now, but once that girl gets older, you're going to regret it.
Absolutely.
Well, he needs to make a decision now. She's 7 years old, either in or out, so I think you need to have the discussion with him on whether he wants to make the full commitment.
Hey, Michael, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
My quick comment is I agree with Jeff. This will probably turn into a big issue, but I think that it will turn into a huge thing, but what she should do is establish the fact that he's not her biological father before it gets later in life, and she kind of figures it out for herself if everything goes sour. Because, you know, teenagers are emotional. She's going to hold it against her if she doesn't tell her sooner or later.
I think that's true. I think that maybe... He and his counselors were more correct in saying that it was time to tell her that he's not her biological father.
But you didn't feel like the timing's right on this.
Hello?
Kim?
No, not yet. I was thinking she was too young. I mean, of course, eventually we're going to tell her. But, I mean, I still want him to be a part of her life is what I was trying to get him to see.
Do you think that if his wife was totally okay with it, he would be in her life, or do you think that he just would choose not to be in it anyway?
I think he would, because I mean, years ago, I could have bet any amount of money that this guy would like never ever like abandon my daughter like that. Because I mean, he loves her like she was his own. Like, and it not until he got married, like, because we lived in a situation like I always treated him as. You know, he was her dad, so I never thought of him as anything else. So I had to kind of remind myself, like, okay, yeah, he's not really her biological father, but, I mean, that's the only father she's known.
I only have time for a couple more calls here. Good morning, Eugene. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I hear everything that's going on, and, you know, everybody talking about what the mom should do, the new mom, the old mom. But nobody's talked about what's best for the 7-year-old yet. I haven't heard, you know, what is best for her at this point in her life. When you think about that, you know, with him not telling her, staying a part of her life or exiting her life right now, what is best for the daughter? You know, the mom keeps talking to the wife and talking to the new boyfriend, or they need to sit down, but are they talking about what's best for the daughter?
What do you think is best for the daughter?
What I think is best is for everybody involved, all of the adults involved, to come together and let the daughter know what the deal is, because this man, if he's new with his wife, if he's married again, he can't put a strain on that relationship because it's going to cause a strain with the old relationship with his daughter. So maybe this is the time for him to let the new boyfriend take over as a dad.
Oh.
I mean, she's young. Mm-hmm. You know, she's young. She's already having issues where he's having to sneak out to see his daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, he's having to leave his wife to go see his daughter.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, because what if she changes boyfriends again?
Yeah,
then you're going to be changing dads again.
I don't think you could be swapping out dads, but I understand what he's saying. That, I mean, it sounds harsh, but the dude's not the dad. And the dude's in a situation where he's not going to be allowed to be a dad. And there's 100 variables that are going to prevent him from being the dad.
Maybe it is time to have that conversation. Here's Patrice. Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. I just had to call because I went through this exact same scenario 10 years ago with my husband. We started dating, and maybe a year, not even a year after we started dating, he brings this kid around, and he's like, this is my son. And I'm like, okay, a son. And by this time, you're thinking about a future with someone, and you're like, okay, I don't have kids. I'm thinking he doesn't have kids, so when we have kids, they'll be our kids. It'll be a first for both of us. And I think what his wife is feeling is that it's not a first for them. And now that she found out that this child isn't his, it's like, okay, now we have a chance for that to be our first. Mm-hmm. We're about to have a child together, and it's our first. Mm-hmm. So I went through that whole thing, and I promise you, I tried my best to make this child feel like it was not a problem that he was in our life and that was it, although I knew he wasn't my husband's biological child. But deep down, I tell you, I resented it. Mm-hmm. And I think eventually, as he got older, he saw it. And I totally regret it now. I mean, he's, like I said, he's an adult. He's in college now. And I try my best to make it up and, you know, to make it seem like, okay, he is my child. You know, I accept him. But, you know, I know that he sees the difference in how I treat my son and how I treat him. And I totally feel bad about it. But you go through these emotions and you have these emotions that nobody can understand if they're not in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I totally understand what she's going through with this whole situation, but first off, she needs to let that child know that that's not her biological father. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what my husband had to do with his son, you know, and it's hard. It's not easy. And she's expecting this woman to just embrace this child, and she will not be able to embrace this child and make this child feel like her own. And I know people probably think that's harsh to say, but it's so hard when, you know, I don't know if I'm explaining it right or not.
You're doing a great job. This is awesome.
Hey, Kim, most are calling up saying the same thing, that even though the daughter is 7 years old, it's time to have the talk. That's your safety net right there.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, like, remind you guys, too, that his wife didn't know that, you know, she wasn't his biological child.
It doesn't matter.
And she was okay beginning, you know.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think, to be fair to that daughter, it's
not about the wife. Mm-hmm.
That's not
the
her father.
Right.
She needs to know now. Sooner the better.
That's the first piece of advice most are giving you.
So then I shouldn't try to pursue a relationship, them having a relationship anymore,
You should pursue the relationship, but she needs to know now rather than find out when she's 14, 15 years old in high school.
But go into it educated, because Jen was talking about how it's up to him to have to make that commitment. And then you just heard the caller talk about how that new wife is resenting her. So just go into it knowing the obstacles you face, you know, and then make that decision.
Kim, we got to run.
All right.
I hope this helped a little bit.
Wish you the best.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks. Good luck.
She didn't sound like she liked it.
I hate you guys because you didn't like your advice.
She didn't like that at all.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot.
And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Horseshoes, rabbit's feet, four-leaf clovers. Get real. You don't rely on Lucky Charms to get more profit potential, because you know that great yields thrive on science, not superstition. So protect your crop with Miravis Neo Fungicide, proven to outperform, outlast, and outyield all the rest. To see your best yields, trust Miravis Neo Fungicide, because you don't need luck. You need an edge. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo now. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Burt Show.
All right, we've been doing this for years now. Second date update. We've all been here before. Mm-hmm. First date goes great, right?
Yeah, you feel like the conversation is flowing and the chemistry's there and everything's awesome and you just can't wait for that second date. And then it doesn't happen. You're like, wait a second. What happened there? Obviously, something wasn't getting returned that I was feeling. And so you just always wonder. So you just want the answer.
Jill's in the same place. Hey, Jill.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
You're confused. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely feeling, yeah, I'm wondering if, like, I'm being rejected or what.
When was the first date?
It was just this last Saturday, and we met a week before that.
Okay. And where did you guys initially meet?
I was at a movie with a girlfriend, and we were in line for popcorn, and there was a long line, and these two guys behind us were making jokes and being really friendly, and we ended up, like, talking, and they were really nice, and I rarely give my number out, but my girlfriend approved, and I gave him my number, and he said that we should go out sometime, and so we had a really great time last Saturday when we finally got together, and then went to an Irish pub around my house, like, mm-hmm. in my neighborhood, and mm-hmm. We decided to have dinner, but it was kind of loud in there, and we wanted to talk, and decided to, like, skip going to a movie theater and just go back to my house, and we talked and ended up watching, like, sort of kind of watching a movie at my place and mm-hmm. having a really good time.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to ask the obvious question? Who's
sort of kind of, yeah, defend sort of kind of.
Or, did you watch the movie or quotations watch the movie?
Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely, like, we kissed and we're talking probably more than watching, I guess, just because mm-hmm. we were really engaged in getting to know each other, and that was probably why it great. Like, everything was going so well, you know?
Yeah, well, this is a key. I hate to ask the question, but it's a key mm-hmm. question here. So did you guys, how do I say this sensitively?
First, second, or third base?
Did you guys do it?
No, not at all. Actually, well, the one thing that did happen that was kind of a little bit weird, I guess, was I got an emergency phone call from work, and I don't know, maybe I went into the other room maybe for, like, 20 minutes at the most.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I really had to deal with it, and that doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I have to take those. And he said it was fine. He was totally fine with it when I came back. He understood, you know.
Was that like was the timing of that, was that like a weird mood killer time? Like,
I mean, I guess that could have been, but no, it wasn't mid make out or anything.
Now, what What do you do for a living? You're not a prostitute.
No.
Escort, and there's a difference. Yes.
Well, it would just be awkward if she had a client in the other room. Saying, all right, I got to go take care of this guy. He's older. It'll be 15 minutes.
So
be
what, do you,
yeah,
what,
that would make things complicated, probably.
What time did this emergency happen?
Oh, it was, we met for dinner pretty early after work, so it was maybe around, like, I don't know, 7:30, 7:45.
Did you feel like he bought the story that it was work that was calling, or do you think that he feels
he probably
like...
He could have heard me on the phone in the other room anyway.
So there's no chance that he's like, oh my, she's in a relationship and she's on the phone with her boyfriend, or she's dealing with some kind of drama going on?
Yeah.
You don't think that's it?
I mean, unless he's got like a great imagination or he's paranoid, I hope not.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how I feel about that kind of a thing.
Because that's why I was asking about what time, because it could be interpreted so many ways. Like they said, or it could be you set somebody up to get you out of a situation that was awkward. Like if anybody uses the whole call me, you know, and I'll excuse
myself.
Well, we
hung out for a bit after that, though, and made out. I mean, not made out, but we kissed. And
that's a
like,
funny thing to say as an adult,
quite a bit of time to talk and enjoy each other after that.
Okay.
So how long, the exit here is an important piece. So how did he leave and how long are we talking about between phone call and exiting the door?
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure. It could have at least been more than an hour.
An hour. Okay.
Between the phone call and, him leaving.
So that's
still means... And he was like a super gentleman. He totally understood that. Like, I wasn't going to have him spend the night or...
That still puts us at, like 9 o'clock at night. If you get the call at 7:30, you're on the call till 8, you guys make out
till... Well, my timing could be a little bit off. It could have been a little bit later.
Did he excuse himself, or did you just say, you know what, it's a late night, I got to get up tomorrow, or did he say, look, it's time for me to leave? Because it's still early.
I think I initially brought it up, but we were both moving toward that direction because we had both been at work all day.
Okay.
Okay. So what was the last thing that was said? Like, how did the date totally end?
He kissed me and said that he would call me and that we would, get together.
Did he give you a specific day he would call you? Like, I'll call you tomorrow or no?
No, he didn't.
Did you guys talk about any work stuff?
It was kind of casual.
Did you talk about any work stuff with him for this week? Like, what he's up to?
A little bit, but it didn't sound like anything overly stressful or strenuous.
So he wasn't going to be traveling or anything like that?
I don't think so, no.
Well, still.
I mean, not that he mentioned or anything.
I mean, if you're totally into a girl or you're totally into a guy, even if you're traveling, it takes you 3 seconds to text. Yeah. You'll at least make the connection to know that I'm setting this up for when I get back into town. But there's been nothing.
I mean, it is only Wednesday morning at 7:30.
But they hooked up on Saturday night? Sunday
so
night,
shouldn't there be
like
something?
Quick text.
Shouldn't be something on Monday at the latest.
Yeah, there should be. There should definitely be something.
Especially considering she was all.
I wouldn't be
spitty
totally shocked if it wasn't until today that you heard from him. But it's disappointing that you haven't.
Yeah, I don't think.
Right, because guys have like some weird 3-day rule or something because they don't want to seem too anxious or something.
Well,
so,
we know you
I
guys.
I mean, it's been at least 3 days, so I guess that's probably why.
And we know you guys are onto that now, so that doesn't even work anymore. Now it's a month.
Within the calendar year, what?
I don't know here.
Well, I don't think his evening ended when he left.
He went somewhere else?
Yes.
Oh, of course he did. I mean,
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that, he wasn't with somebody else the rest of the weekend.
Oh, man.
I'm not trying to discourage anything, but I agree with Jen that this may be going too soon. But...
Well, I kind of lean on Melissa's side. I think if they were having a great time, they would have stayed longer. 9 o'clock.
On a Saturday night.
On a Saturday night. You're going to go out after that if you're not having a good time.
Hey, Laura, you got a hunch here?
Probably like 10 o'clock.
I used to work in a bar, okay? And I think that when you're single, and you go out to a bar, you're 21, 22, these guys are out looking for one thing. They're looking to pick up a woman. I don't think that age for men changes that. I think as a woman, you grow up, you see what the men are trying to do, and, you grow up, they don't. I think that this gentleman here was probably like, oh, my gosh, I picked up this lady's phone number at a movie theater. She's going to be easy. And, he went out on a date with her, and she didn't give it up. Probably why he didn't call.
Why do you get the label of being easy if you give your phone number out at a movie theater?
I don't...
I think that's how the man perceived it. I don't think the woman probably perceived it like that. And like she said, she doesn't ever usually do that.
I wouldn't have seen it like that at all.
Men, I think men, not all men either, so I'm not going to categorize it as all men. I just think, for the most part, I think that a lot of men see it as being, you know, oh, I got this lady's number. That's going to be easy.
Well, how are
Especially if you take a look at what movie. Like, if she's standing in line about to walk into Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, you know you can hit that. Easy.
So
bam!
I don't understand what that last caller is saying. Is that some guys think that if you get the phone number, the girl's skanky?
Well, how else
are you supposed to, like, communicate?
I think she's saying that the guy, you know, when he went over there that night, maybe his intention was a hookup, and it wasn't going in that direction, so he left, and he went and got one later on that night.
But, Jeff, follow me on this.
Go.
Like, let's say dude goes over to the apartment or whatever.
Yes, sir.
And he doesn't get as far as he wants. So sure, he's disappointed, but he goes out and he hangs with his friends or he hangs out somewhere else. If you're that guy, though, you've put the time in on the first date, so you would call back for a follow-up thinking that, all right, I bumped the first date. I'm either going to set and spike on the second one.
Mm-hmm.
But there would always be a follow-up.
Especially if she
really turned off by something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in your apartment that's embarrassing?
Like a dead body or something?
No, totally not. I mean, but if he did go and do that later on that night, then, and I wasn't that girl, then that's okay.
Viviana, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, hello to everyone.
Good.
Hello.
Well, really, I hate it for this poor caller. I mean, first of all, if she's already this kind of hung up and curious about a guy that she's only spent a couple of hours with, then, I mean, sweetie, go find something else to do. Go find another man. If he's not going to call you, he's not worth the time. But also, I think, you know, she met him on a whim, and she invited him back to her place, and it kind of leads along those lines. And he probably thought, oh, great, you know, this is a booty call. And he didn't get it, and he's done with it. I mean, I have four brothers, and men are fabulous creatures, but, you know, if it's not going to be worth their time, they're not going to put into it.
Well, I think I think once he goes back to the flat and you guys are able to make out for a bit, and he's able to get all handsy with the bird, he knows that he can spend time with her again and probably go even further and probably shag that.
You're like Kevin Costner trying to keep an accent on the movie.
You know, I think really, though, I mean, if they left the bar and went back to her place, he was expecting a booty call. He didn't get it.
But that's,
I think he's done.
But here's what women don't understand
date,
is that, that's a good setup.
Yes.
We don't need to go the whole way the first night, but because we know we've set it up for the second
night.
And
he would definitely call.
I agree with her, though. I think coming back to your apartment on the first date is kind of, I mean, that definitely alludes to him that something else is going to happen.
But they
and
did do
it's
stuff.
A little bit dangerous for you because you met him randomly in line at the movie theater and then met him for dinner. Like, to tell him where you live? Like, to me, as a girl, I'm like, I don't want him knowing where I live
right
away.
Well, she made out with him, so she's clearly in need of some physical affection.
Katie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Hey.
Hi. I'm just wondering, from the time that she gave her number at the movie theater, how long did he wait to contact her after that? I mean, if he waited 2 or 3 days after the movie theater, maybe he's just a guy that waits 2 or 3 days to contact somebody.
That could be a good indicator. How long did it take for him to call you after he initially got your number?
He called me at the beginning of the week.
And
it was Tuesday?
And how many
so
days
it was
is
Saturday
that?
Saturday that we met.
So Saturday, and he called you on
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So,
Tuesday.
So then we should have a Saturday-Tuesday equation, especially if you gave him some saliva.
And now we're on Wednesday. Okay, so here's what we will try to do tomorrow morning. If you give producer Tracy all of his information, she will try to strong-arm him to come on tomorrow morning and at least give you some reality on why he hasn't called.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. It could be something. There's been plenty of times where we've tried to formulate what happened, and it ended up being something completely different when we got the guy on the line.
So there's no way of telling. So we'll try to get him on tomorrow morning, and we'll get some truth out of him, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Okay, hold on 1 sec for us.
All right.
Yeah, I just, something happened that night. He didn't like the way that she hooked up or what have you.
I think
it's going to be pretty basic stuff.
I think it was a technique issue.
Could have been a technique.
Like a lizard tongue or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or there was something in that
something.
Apartment.
Oh. Something happened.
Yeah, something in the apartment.
One too many stuffed animals on the pillows.
She owns four cats.
Or she's messy.
Yes. Right. 6-8 cats will do it.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The Burt Show.
So last weekend I had to go to Nashville because Millie Pete, my mother, had to be admitted to the hospital for an infection, and she's doing fine. She's out of the hospital. Everything's good. But one of the things that happens when you go home for anything, whether it be an emergency like this or holidays or whatever, and you have siblings and you get in this group, inevitably an argument's going to happen. But it's the stupidest arguments that cause you to have this tension in the room. So we were playing Saturday night. We had been to the hospital all day, so we were sitting there as my sister, my brother, Katie Joe, and myself. And so we were introducing my sister to the Wii. So my brother brought his Wii over to my mom's house, and that's where we were staying.
That's a funny sentence.
So, yeah. And so
the gaming console.
The gaming console, the Wii. And then Katie was playing Call of Duty. So that's her favorite game right now, and the new one just came out. And so she was showing Call of Duty to my siblings. And so Call of Duty, if you don't know what it is, it's a war game. And the one she has, she's fighting in World War II, and she's fighting the Germans and the Japanese both.
And okay? She really gets into it, right?
And really gets into it. So
she puts like a little helmet on with the bush on top.
Should we tell her Happy Veterans Day?
Should we, do you want us to call her later?
Yeah, and just
thank her for her service?
Yes. Thank you for your dedication to
thank
our
so
country,
much.
Honey.
So, appreciate you liberating France.
Yes. So we're sitting there, and she's playing the game, and all of a sudden, we were talking about how Call of Duty is, you know, based on actual battles in World War II, and then World War II came up, and then Pearl Harbor came up, and my family honestly got into an argument, I'm serious, about whether or not FDR knew about Pearl Harbor, the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened, on whether or not FDR let it happen so that we could get into World War II and have a good excuse for it because he was feeling pressure to get into World War II.
So let me ask you
or
this.
Not.
So when you're all around and the subject comes up for the very first time,
yes.
What is the line that is said where you realize, okay, there's about to be some tension here?
Well, I think just the fact that when it's, do you think President Roosevelt knew that Pearl Harbor's about to happen? And I thought, well, that's an odd question. And then when everybody answered the question and nobody, and we weren't all on the same page, then I thought, oh, no. And then it was a 20-minute conversation.
Was it one person arguing on one side and three on the other?
Two and two. It was two and two.
Okay. It's a standoff.
And then it became because the people who had the conspiracy theories, you know, were giving their reason why. And the people that thought, and I can't believe I'm explaining this argument. And then the people who believe that there's no way that FDR in our country, there's no way that he would sacrifice lives for this.
offended. None of us were even near being alive during World War II, but somehow we got into an argument, and so the family arguments, they're over the stupidest things, and ours was over World War II.
When Jessica and I, our very first night in San Francisco, we were sitting in a restaurant, and somehow the conversation came up about what we would do if we win the lottery, but not enough money to make us like filthy rich, just disappear, go by a Caribbean island, never see us again.
Right.
But enough money that we could do some like really cool things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we both agreed upon that we would like to do would be to have a chauffeured car service like at our beck and call. Mm-hmm. So we would not a limo, but like so we could, when we're going to the airport, if we're driving to the mall, whatever, we could do other things
in transit. Not,
we both agreed upon that. But then the conversation evolved into, what do you tell people? Because there's a certain aloofness that comes with having a chauffeur, like, oh, that's my driver. Like, oh, you got a driver, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you explain that? Like, do you explain that you won the lottery? Do you explain that you lost your driver's license in a horrible DUI incident several years ago? Like, what's the thing? We got into an argument, a legitimate argument, to the point where we both at one time said, I'm not even doing this anymore. And then somebody said something that sucked the other one back in on what the explanation is for our fantasy show.
Well, at some point, it doesn't become about the thing that you're arguing about, but it becomes about the years of history of things that you've had disagreements about. And there's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. Right.
And then it becomes it got to the point where my brother and sister, because they're closer in age, so they spent more time growing up together, that became the more tense part of our argument because my sister made the comment, which never is good in an argument, don't be so emotional about it. I mean, we're just a baby.
Oh, no.
That's
one of those.
That's what I'm saying.
One of the triggers.
Right, and my brother got red in the face. Oh.
Why are you being so emotional? Why are you overreacting?
Yeah. What's the big deal? I mean, debating.
That's a perfect line, though, if you're in an argument, because there's no response. I'm not getting emotional.
Exactly.
Why don't you take a look?
Yeah, and then you get emotion, and then it's really all about being like back in the eighth grade and not getting your way back then.
I know, and she's like, it's not bothering me a bit, but she was yelling 30 seconds before that, but then she's going to take control of the situation. But I wasn't yelling before that. I don't know why y'all get so upset.
What a manipulator your sister is.
She's the oldest.
The Burt Show.
So we've been doing this show now for close to 9 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Here in town? Yep.
It takes a lot to shock us. It really does. And producer Tracy here is the one behind the scenes that sets up all the calls and the most shocking stuff. Tracy is behind. So when she sends me an email and the subject line is WTF, I know we got something good. And this is shocking. This is really, really shocking. And you're going to have to go to our website to get the full benefit of it. But we'll tell everybody in studio exactly what we're talking about, and I'll show you guys one by one the picture Tracy's about to show you.
Okay.
This is bizarre.
Yeah, and every single person I have showed it to, they've said the same thing, WTF, only they don't abbreviate. Every single person. And so here's the deal. There's this website called Etsy.com, and it's a really awesome website. It's kind of like a marketplace for people to sell like all of their handmade items. Mm-hmm. So I was recently online trying to find, some cute handmade things for Ella, because while I like to be crafty, I don't have time, and I wanted her to have these kind of hand-me-down type stuff. So I was searching handmade dolls, and there was lots of cute stuff, and I'm scrolling down, and all of a sudden I scream, WTF! And I call Scott in there, and I'm like, look at this! And he was shocked. He's like, what the hell is that?
It's the most bizarre thing. It really is. And I spend a lot of time online every day searching for material. And this is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
It was so bizarre.
It's pretty bizarre.
I sent it to Bert and Jeff and checked my email every 5 minutes waiting for their reply.
All right, without telling anybody, describing exactly what it is, one by one, come on over to this computer and let's get your reactions one by one.
What the hell?
That is...
Hold on. I got to share in this experience with everybody who has not seen this, because this is not normal. What? Oh, my.
Jen, come over here and take a look at this.
And then we'll tell you guys. We'll give you a description of
a child?
Exactly what they're like.
Oh, my God. That is not for a child.
Wow. Wow.
Jeff, you've already seen this, right?
That is not for a child. Please tell me that's an adult doll.
I already bought one for Sasha.
I don't even know where to start with the description. Tracy, you got to help.
Wow.
Well, just read it.
It's a childbirth education doll. But that doesn't tell you enough of the story.
It is terrible.
It is an anatomically correct crocheted doll of a woman giving birth. Crocheted.
And it's graphic.
I mean, it's crocheted, and it's like as if the woman was in stirrups and the baby's coming out.
And the baby is coming out of her. Now, if you read the description further, you can... The baby will actually come completely out. It attaches.
Stop it.
The baby attaches on the inside with a button, and there's detachable placenta.
I didn't even read that part.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And it's crocheted.
It's crocheted. And mommy's curtains match the drapes.
Yes.
Yes. And she hasn't shaved.
She hasn't shaved in 9 months.
The shaving thing. I mean, if you're
carpet matches the drapes.
If you're crocheting it, you can. You can give her laser hair removal if you want.
Oh, come on.
It is bizarre and creepy and I don't know. Yeah.
And creepy it's and bizarre.
It's a beige crocheted doll and mommy is pregnant and she's got long flowing dark black hair
on her head.
She's naked and her breasts are red where the nipples should be and... She, like you guys said, there is hair down underneath also that is as black as the hair up top. And then the baby's face is just starting to come out of mommy. And it's a crocheted little baby also that's peeking out from her body. It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen on the internet.
Who buys that? Who makes that?
Who sits around and stitches that while watching Jeopardy?
Where do you even find a pattern for that?
What happens if you see the little lady sitting in the waiting room with the doctor and you ask her what she's working on, thinking it's going to be a scarf or a mitten?
This is the
placenta for my anatomically correct birthing doll.
Hey, John, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Good. There's a website called Regretsy.com, which catalogs all of this kind of stuff. It's all weird stuff from Etsy. It's just called Regretsy.com.
Oh, my God.
This needs to go on there.
I've got to go on that website.
Now, we have a picture of the website up on ours right now at Q100Atlanta.com, so you really get the payoff later on today when you go to see it, but I guarantee it's jaw-dropping.
I can't believe you were just scrolling for, like, innocent little dolls and came upon that one.
Yeah, you must have been shocked.
And Yetta, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bird. How do you spell the website you're speaking of?
Etsy.com.
And you can either search childbirth education doll pattern, or you could just go to our website, Q100Atlanta.com, and we have a picture of it online right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
thank you, Etsy, for giving us this beautiful gift of childbirth in the form of something my grandma would make.
This is one of those things where you'll want to run video or take a picture of somebody looking at this picture for the very first time.
Yes.
Because it'll be a similar picture.
Yes.
What?
WTF.
Totally.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
So Jessica and I flew into San Francisco on Friday, and it is only my second time in San Francisco.
It's a great city, man.
Yeah, it was fun. And the first time we were there, Jessica's been there a couple, I don't think she's been there a ton, but she used to have a friend who lived there. And when she lived out in Arizona, it's obviously much easier. It's a 5-hour flight from Atlanta. So I went up there once when I lived in Arizona because a guy I worked with was getting married and I was in his wedding. And he was like, I think it's Modesto the town that's up that way, or Merced?
It's not Modesto. Okay. Not up that far.
Okay. I don't know wherever it was, we flew into San Francisco and then we drove like 90 minutes out, went to his wedding, and then spent a couple days in San Francisco. And it was the first vacation Jessica and I went on together.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and how many years ago was that?
Probably 12-ish. So we go to San Francisco, and I figure it all out. This is going to be a great trip. And I get on the internet, and I find this hotel. It's called the Californian, the Hotel Californian, that looks great, and it talks about where it is and on the maps. And, you know, you didn't have Google Maps and stuff back then, but I was doing the research. First trip. It's important, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we get to San Francisco, and we get to the hotel. We pull up in front. You know, we had the rental car. It looked kind of seedy, but that's all right. We're going to work through this. And we walk in together, and in the lobby, there's a lot of seediness. It's just an older hotel.
Like kind of plastic furniture?
No, like a lot of...
Dark?
A lot of international backpackers just kind of sitting around.
Okay. So it's more hostel-ish
maybe
than it is hotel-ish?
Yeah, that would be a word that you would maybe use to describe this hotel that I carefully researched for my first vacation.
Pretty raw.
The girl I was dating.
So. Okay.
but that's all right. We worked through it.
Minimalist hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we go up to the room, and everything's cool, but the room is definitely old school hotel. You know what I'm saying? Like couple of the little tiny tiles missing out of the bathroom floor. Like I think the pipes for the toilet were the ones that went up the wall instead of like,
right.
You know.
It's like they took a picture of another hotel in the rooms and then put it on their website because the hotel doesn't look anything like it does on the internet.
If that had happened, it wouldn't have surprised me because it was, but Jessica's like, it's cool. It's totally cool. So we go to bed.
That's when she still like likes
sure,
you.
Sure, you're in love, and it doesn't matter where we are, honey, so long as we are together.
Uh-huh.
So in the middle of the night, Jessica gets up to go to the bathroom, and I feel the bed move because, you know, it's about the thickness of a laptop. And
and this is 12 years ago, right? Yeah. This is not the current trip.
No, not the current. So I open one eye, and I actually see her putting her shoes on to walk from the bed into the bathroom. The floor is so nasty. So I call.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
Because we're together.
Right. Well, I made the executive decision that this was not acceptable and I'm going to take care of things. And we packed up the next morning and checked out of that hotel and walked up the street to the Westin Sir Francis, which is one of the nicest hotels in San Francisco. And I handed over my credit card. I literally may have been shaking. This may have been the largest thing that I had ever put on my credit card.
At that point, you're probably making $17,000
right,
or something.
It was three nights. It was like $300 a night. Like the bill was going to be over $1,000. This seriously was going to take me a year to pay off. Like I did the math in my head. I didn't like anything about it, but I had to do it, right? So I pay, and we check into the Westin St. Francis, and all is good. We got beautiful, I mean, a heavenly bed. It's a Westin, you know what I mean? We chill out. We walk around.
Jessica doesn't have to put her shoes on.
She doesn't have to put her shoes on and walk across.
Bathroom.
I rescued our first trip, and fast forward 12 years, that certainly, you know, did not impact us that significant. You know, we're homeowners now. We're making our car payments. We're okay.
You're doing better now.
Recovered from that situation. So we fly into San Francisco on Friday, and we get into the car at the airport. We didn't have it, wasn't a rental car. We had a car service. We get in the car at the airport and we're driving into town and we're having a conversation with the driver and talking about a bunch of different things. And we say to the driver, hey, if we're going to be in the vicinity, because there's a part of San Francisco called Union Square, and that's where the Westin St. Francis is, or Sir Francis, that's where the Hotel Californian was, and that's what our hotel was near. I said, I know there's a ton of one-way streets and we're kind of getting rush hour-y, but if there is a route that takes us past the Hotel Californian, we would like to see it.
Because we get all nostalgic.
We made the joke that we would go back and like take a picture in the lobby, because I'm sure we have one from 12 years ago. And he goes, Hotel California? And I go, yeah. And he goes, it's where you're staying. And I said, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, the Hotel California is now the Serrano. That's where you're staying.
Stop.
And I said, are you serious? And he goes, yeah, some company came in like 6 years ago and bought it and renovated the whole thing. And it's the same exact hotel.
You must have been freaking out like, oh, no.
It was beautiful.
Oh, it was?
We walked in and it had completely been redone.
How freaky.
What a weird full circle.
In a city of probably, what, 1,000 hotels or whatever. And here's the deal. We had nothing to do with this reservation. Like, we're usually pretty picky about hotels, like on vacations and stuff. But we're only going to be staying in that hotel for one night. Somebody else made the reservations. It was near someplace that we had to be. They did it. I didn't even look into it. They said it's a great hotel. It's fairly new. You're going to love it.
What a cool, like, romantic coincidence.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So awesome.
As soon as we walked in, remember the layout of the, like, there's stairs that go up to the top, you know, like two floors, like right in front of you. And I remember, I have in my mind, the backpackers, like, sitting on the stairs, just chilling.
Like, this
and
is this... where you put your shoes on to walk across the floor.
Yeah.
I remember this place. Sure.
It's like a
Destiny
cool store.
Isn't that cool? I knew Burr would like that one because it's, you know, the
and
universe.
It's also Destiny that you guys had the driver that knew the history of it.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
It's an awesome story.
And we did walk to the Westin. I can't remember if it's Sir or Saint, but we walked to that Westin. And I do remember making that walk with our little pole, you know, travel bags up the street.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to lift and color from their brilliant eye brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to for amplifying everyday looks. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.